Welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. Officially, spring has sprung, and although it may not be warm outdoors quite yet here in the Bay Area, the pace of LGBT activities is heating up. Lots going on in the coming week, including the U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments in two historic marriage equality cases next Tuesday and Wednesday, marches and rallies here in San Francisco and around the country about those cases starting on Monday, San Francisco's LGBT Community Center holding its annual soiree this Saturday. It's called Studio 11 this time. And next Monday and Tuesday, two iconic San Francisco performing arts groups share the stage for the first time ever. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus and Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon team up to bring us Snow White and Her Merry Men for two nights only in Davies Symphony Hall. Two special guests are with me tonight to tell us more about these last two events. Tim Selig, conductor and artistic director of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, previously conducted nationally acclaimed Turtle Creek Chorale in Dallas, Texas, for 20 years, in fact. He also founded the Women's Chorus of Dallas and was the first artistic director in residence for the Gay and Lesbian Association of Choruses. He has a very busy guest conducting schedule throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe, and this year will conduct in China and Australia. He's also a singer, teacher, and motivational speaker, and a proud father and grandfather. Tim Selig, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Thank you so much.
Also with us is Chevay Alexander. She's in the cast of Beach Blanket Babylon and has been working with the Gay Men's Chorus, preparing for next Monday and Tuesday night's Snow White and Her Merry Men extravaganza. As a coincidence has it, she's also featured in the SF LGBT Center's Studio 11 gala this Saturday as her onstage persona, Alotta Boutte. An accomplished singer and dancer, she's appeared in many productions, including Ray of Light's Seussical the Musical, Margaret Cho's Sensuous Woman, Women, and in various cabaret and vaudeville shows with Harlem Shake Burlesque and in Red Hot Burlesque. From San Francisco to the Helsinki Burlesque Fest in Finland and the Hoochie Coochie Club in Stockholm, Sweden. Chevay Alexander, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Hello.
Thank you both for being here. So, Beach Blanket Babylon with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. Tim Selig, why and how did it occur to you to team up with Beach Blanket Babylon for Snow White and Her Merry Men?
Well, as a gay man, my entire life, I used to come to San Francisco for vacation weekends. And every time I would come, because I was also a performer and conductor, I would go to Beach Blanket Babylon. That was just what I did. And I kept thinking, wow, if they were in Dallas, I would absolutely have them come sing with my chorus. And I never said anything. And then when I got here a little over two years ago, I started immediately trying to find them. And that wasn't that hard to find somebody to talk to about it. And I approached them and said, would you all like to collaborate? And they went, absolutely, yes. It was not hard at all. And so we began writing this show about Snow White and Her Merry Men.
And it's very similar in some ways to the typical Beach Blanket Babylon storyline, which is Snow White is searching for her true love.
It is. It's just hilarious. Snow White, of course, comes out looking for her true love, backed by actually 285 gay men. So she looks hard and long and not to be found, at least not behind her.
So along the way in this particular production, we meet the Swedish group ABBA from the 1980s. I can't remember exactly what decade they were from.
Several decades, so let's just say, yeah, from the past.
So we're going to hear a little bit of the SF Gay Men's Chorus singing an ABBA medley. This is from a previous concert, but this is going to be in the show Snow White and Her Merry Men.
Yeah.
That's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus singing an ABBA medley that will be in Snow White and Her Merry Men this coming Monday and Tuesday at Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. My guests are Timothy Selig of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus and Cheve Alexander from the Beach Blanket Babylon cast. So what's happening on stage while the chorus is singing this ABBA medley?
Wow, good question. Well, because Snow White looks everywhere for love, it was perfect to do this ABBA thing. She's sort of looking beyond the shores of the United States, anywhere that she could find love. And in Beach Blanket show, you know, she goes to Italy and Paris and all this. She actually goes to Paris for a moment in this show, but the ABBA medley, the Take a Chance on Love, that the first song in the medley, was just perfect for us. So the chorus, while Beach Blanket probably changes clothes or hats or whatever, the chorus sings by itself. And this is one of those that Snow White introduces, and then she walks off, and it's a lot of fun.
So how did you and Beach Blanket Babylon collaborate to construct or to adapt the Beach Blanket Babylon story to the chorus, to this, you know, 285 members you said you have now?
Right. It was crazy. So last spring, the chorus actually filled one of the performances so that the whole chorus could sit and watch an entire performance of Beach Blanket Babylon. It was insane. It was a little crazy. And so after that, they asked us to make a list of the characters that we absolutely wanted to have in this show. And then they began adding characters on their own so that they would make sure that the audience and we got exactly the characters that we just felt like we couldn't live without. Barbara Streisand, duh.
And Sarah Palin, I'm sure.
Correct. And then they added in some of their own characters, some brand new characters to the mix, which really makes it fun. But the storyline is very different. I hate to give away, you know, secrets, but Louie in his pink poodle outfit sings I Am What I Am, which is just ridiculously off the charts. And Castro, 42nd Street has been rewritten to Castro Street, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Talks about the naked man and, you know.
Very current. That's what I love about, yeah, you know, Beach Blanket Babylon. Yeah. It manages to bring current stuff in all the time. As I was talking to Cheve on the way here, it's one of those shows that San Franciscans either love to hate or hate to love, even though they ought to, because it's really a fun show. So, Cheve, tell me from your perspective, how long have you been with Beach Blanket Babylon?
I am currently in my sixth year with Beach Blanket Babylon.
Okay. And how have you, you know, seen, you know, how has the cast of Beach Blanket Babylon had to sort of morph or adapt to singing with this, with the Gay Men's Chorus?
We've been having a lot of fun. One, usually Beach Blanket Babylon is a cast of 10 people. So there are certain people I never get to sing with, like Renee. I'm her understudy, so we're never on stage at the same time. So now it's an opportunity for all of us to not just be on stage with each other, but we have this beautiful. It's so amazing to listen to the Gay Men's Chorus, and we get to sing with them. Everyone's just been very excited and just super jazzed about singing with the chorus. And it's nice because we're used to things changing all the time. And okay, new number. Okay, new song. Okay, tweak this. Okay, tweak that. And this is a change that, in addition to it being a change from the norm, it's a change outside of what we normally do at Beach Blanket. And everyone is really excited about this work that we're doing together.
So tell me about the characters that Renee Lubin, you say you're a principal understudy. You play it usually most Sunday nights. You play that.
I'm usually in on Sundays.
So yes. How many roles, I mean, how many different characters does that, Glenda is one of them. That's kind of the main one. Is that the main one? Or I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen the show.
Where's
myself.
The list? Let me pull that out here. First we come out as Glenda, then Hippie, then Oprah, Michelle Obama, then Glenda again, and then we come out as Coco Chanel, if you will. After Coco Chanel is Beyonce. After that, we come out as our Blue Lady character, and that's when Renee has her solo moment. After the blue character, we come out as Tina Turner, and then our country western number happens, and we all sing Woman. And then, after country western, we're Michelle Obama again, a la Les Mis. So there's quite a bit.
Great. And now, you mentioned a minute ago that Louis sings a song that doesn't normally sing in Beach Blanket Babylon, which was, tell me again what it is.
Oh, I Am What I Am.
I Am What I Am. Yes, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's not, so it's a little more obvious, perhaps, that
and
it might be in the...
it's all about marriage equality.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. We have one other very short clip I want to play. This is Rene Lubin singing It's Raining Men with the, and this is a rehearsal, so
right.
It's with the SF Gay Men's Chorus backing her up in a recent rehearsal. And it's just a very short break. There's more of it right here. So that was Rene Lubin singing It's Raining Men, which will be, and this is during rehearsal, backed up by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen, and that is... the show is called
Snow White and Her Merry Men.
Thank you so much. I don't know how I got stuck on that, but Snow White and Her Merry Men, you can find out more details online at sfgmc.org. That's for the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus website, sfgmc.org. We're going to talk more about the show in a minute or two, but Chevy Alexander, I want to know a little bit more about your burlesque persona, Alotta Boutte. How'd you come up with her and her name?
Well, I kind of fell into burlesque by accident. I did an amateur night at Fairy Butch once upon a time, and the founder of Harlem Shake was there and said, join my troupe. And I said, awesome. What did I just say yes to? And that's how I started in burlesque.
So what was Harlem Shake? Tell us about
Harlem
that.
Shake was the first all-African-American troupe in this whole neo-burlesque movement that we have going on right now. That just gets bigger and bigger. She wanted to have a wide variety of bodies and color on stage. She wanted to see herself, not just as a token, but as in mass. So Simone de la Ghetto had this brainchild and formed Harlem Shake Burlesque. We went on to win several awards in 2004, and then unfortunately slowly dissipated over the years, and now is defunct.
But you still do a lot of burlesque, and Red Hot's burlesque is one, right?
Yes, I do a lot of burlesque shows around the Bay Area and beyond. San Francisco has several that run regularly. Red Hot's burlesque is twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays at El Rio. Little Minsky's runs the second Thursday of the month at Club Deluxe in the Haight. There's the Hubba Hubba Review. They're every Monday in Oakland, and they have a big monthly show in the Mission. And
I don't think we see this in your bio that's in the program for Beach Blanket Babylon.
No.
Not really.
Well, and, you know, I'm not a lot of Boutte at Beach Blanket Babylon. It's a different setting and feel altogether.
Indeed. So what will you be doing in this Saturday's Studio 11, the SFLGBT Center's annual soiree?
Well, I, as a lot of Boutte, will be busting out my best Donna Summers action. They're going for a very opulent, come as fabulous as you feel like being, enter the velvet rope of a discotheque action type soiree. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I will be singing solo.
So you'll be singing. That's great, because there's so many drag shows you go to where most of the people aren't singing. You sing. I know you can sing, so that's fantastic. I also know that Honey Mahogany is going to be there, and she can actually sing. I saw her last Sunday at El Rio, as a matter of fact, for the first time at the Daytime Realness Show, and that was fun. And she was singing her song, It's Honey, which we planned to play for you today, but for some reason the CD that I burned at home isn't working in our studio CDs here. But you told me that you sing backup for her sometimes. So can we sing some of it? I don't remember. It's honey.
It's not really one you can just kind of sing.
The lyrics are clever, too.
My backing vocal is more like, it's sticky, so you lick it.
See, you know more of the words than I do.
And you spread it around.
And you spread it around.
You sing, and I'll do burlesque here in the studio, because I would only do burlesque on radio.
Okay, everyone, put your imagination on.
Yeah, no.
Well, seriously, it's a great song. She just released it. You can find it. You just look up Honey Mahogany. You know, honey like it's spelled, and you know, mahogany like it's spelled. Honey Mahogany. Mm-hmm. You'll find the clip. It's great. She's going to be performing there. A lot of Boutte will be performing there. There's a bunch of other performers, and one of my favorite DJs, DJ Bus Station John.
Oh, yes. So excited for Bus Station.
Spinning the stuff from the 70s and 80s that people my age can groove to. You younger folks. But there's DJs for the younger folks, too. I know that. Okay.
Whatever. Let's keep it old school.
So tell me a little bit more about Snow White and Her Merry Men. I'm curious about, can you give me a sense of how much... I know the chorus is famous for its choreography.
Correct.
So is there... we know that Beach Blanket Babylon has a lot of dancing and singing, a lot of action.
Correct.
So are the chorus members also going to be doing that as usual or even more
yes.
than usual?
Oh, absolutely more than usual. Our choreographer, Steve Valdez, whom I'm sure you know, has been choreographing for at least 20 years for the Gay Men's Chorus. And they are really dancing a lot, or doing a lot of choreography. They did, Beach Blanket Babylon did come over and audition tap dancers out of the chorus and found none. So Beach Blanket will be tap dancing and we'll be just moving our arms like tap dancers do. It's precious. It's kind of Busby Berkeley, adorable. But yes, the chorus is doing a lot of choreography. And because Beach Blanket Babylon gets to change clothes, of course the gay men were jealous. So our creative director, Tom Vendiola, figured out how we could change three times on stage during the first act.
Three times on stage?
Well, 285 people can't leave the stage to change clothes. It takes like 3 hours, and there are not nearly enough mirrors. So we change on stage three times in the first act.
It's pretty awesome.
It is.
That's fun.
It's jaw-dropping.
It's so exciting. I'm so excited.
So tell me about some of the other chorus events this year. I know you have a big thing coming up in June.
We do. Thanks for asking. We began 3 years ago commissioning a new work. It is a Broadway-style musical on the life of Harvey Milk. This is our 35th anniversary and the 35th anniversary of the assassination. So in June, we'll be presenting the world premiere. It is composed music and lyrics and music by Andrew Lippa, who wrote Adam's Family, and most recently Big Fish, that will open on Broadway. And he is extraordinary. His music is really stunning. And we have a 26-piece orchestra. We have three actors who are all coming from New York to play the lead roles. And it is at the newly refurbished Norse Theater across from Davies Hall.
The Norse Theater. I don't think I've even heard of that.
Been around forever. It's been a part of the San Francisco United School District. So it is actually on Hayes and Grove, right there across the street from Davies.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful 1,600-seat auditorium that has been sort of locked up and used for storage by the school district for about 20 years. Herbst is closing. So everything that was in Herbst is now moving to the Norse Theater.
And why is the Herbst closing?
Renovation.
Okay.
Complete renovation.
Wow.
So at least 3 to 4 years it will be closed. So all of those events are now going to be at the Norse, and we're one of the first events in the newly refurbished Norse Theater.
You'll be re-breaking in the Norse Theater.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to tell me that the Swedish American Hall had changed their name.
Exactly. It's not big enough.
And what about the rest of... This is the 35th anniversary year.
Correct.
For the chorus.
And it ends with Harvey Milk. So it ends at Pride, and then we start back up in the fall.
Okay. And 39th year for Beach Blanket Babylon, right? So there's two
indeed.
Old institutions coming together. Tim, can you tell me a little bit more about your conducting work? In my intro, I mentioned that you have a very busy conducting schedule all over the world.
I do. It's kind of crazy right now. As mentioned, I conducted the Gay Men's Chorus in Dallas for 20 years. And then I became the artistic director in residence for Gay and Lesbian Chorus Association, which is 170 gay and lesbian choruses in North America. During my two-year stint there, I actually visited 40 gay and lesbian choruses all over North America. It was amazing. And then this job came open, and I didn't know that I was really ever going to take another job, but this is the one. This is the one that could have drawn me out of quasi-retirement. And so I applied for this job and am absolutely beyond thrilled to be here with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, the grandfather of the entire gay and lesbian choral movement. So right now, I am full-time with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, but I'm also guest conducting the Denver Gay Men's Chorus, and as of yesterday, the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles. So pretty much weekly, I'm going to be traveling to Denver for their rehearsal and then flying to Los Angeles for their rehearsal and spending the rest of the week here with my home chorus.
Oh, man. How do you do that?
I don't know.
There aren't other conductors who can do this?
Both of those two choruses are searching for full-time artistic directors. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, I'm just sort of the interim guy to fill in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And tell us about China and Australia. What's that about?
I also do a lot of conventions and conducting with straight people. I know, shocking.
That's very open-minded of you.
Thank you so much. I try to be open-minded. I was straight once.
Which would explain the grandchildren and the grandchild and the son and daughter, or whatever, and the grandchild.
So I have written a few books, and people invite me to come. The Shanghai trip is for all of the Pacific Rim music teachers in English-speaking schools, so I was not going to have a translator. The Tasmania is a choral festival in the summer, and it is also straight with a lot of gay and lesbian people there as well. So it's really one of the great things that I love to do. I do all-state choirs and conventions because I'm sort of the bad boy, openly gay. Wow. Not that there aren't other gay conductors. I'm just really out.
I would say, for having seen you conduct a few times, I would say. Chavez, I want to ask you about how has Beach Blanket Babylon's, imagery, GLBT visibility and its characters and the way it chooses to portray gay people, it lampoons everybody. But how has that changed over the years? You can answer this too if you've seen the shows, Tim.
Oh, I have.
I don't know if I've been in long enough to say how it's changed over the years.
It's pretty recent. For 6 years, I guess that's recent.
I've been there 5-6 years. I wouldn't say it hasn't changed too much in the last few years. It's always taken a fairly liberal, or for me, since I've been there, has been a fairly liberal stance, and will lampoon people who get caught for their homosexual behavior.
Larry Craig, has he been in Beach Blanket Babylon before?
Oh, yes. That was fun. Yeah. He had a whole moment where he could have tapped all night. Oh, it was hilarious. It was so good. It made me happy. So we do lampoon everyone, but we definitely give it to those who are giving the gays a hard time. Louis has a whole Chick-fil-A line in the show right now, mm-hmm. and starts clucking away. And
Steve Silver, founder, was a gay man, even though he was married to Joanne Schumann Silver. But you know what? She was interviewed on our program several years ago, and mm-hmm. I'm sure they talked about that. I didn't do the interview. Marilyn Pittman did, my co-host. Anyway, so I want to ask you a little bit on the serious side for a moment, but let's go back to the center. You're performing in the SFLGBT Community Center's gala this weekend, Studio 11, and you've performed for them before, Chavez. Why you are giving to this organization for various reasons? Why is that?
We need this organization. It provides a tremendous service and a safe place. You know, when people come to this city because they're like, oh, gay heaven. But it's really easy to get lost and caught up in a lot of crazy things. And I grew up in the Bay Area, so I didn't really understand how that worked because I never got swept into that side of things. But, you know, I've had friends who have... I'm hearing about 3-day meth binges, and that's only the tip of the iceberg and all these crazy things. So the center provides, you know, assistance for, I even have a little list here, assistance for people like gay people who would like to start small businesses. They provide job placement. They provide all kinds of resources and services to help people really get on their feet and get going in life. So those kind of services are needed.
And I know
just in general, in life,
yeah,
like
mm-hmm.
we need to have the center. If we didn't have the center, I would think very poorly of this town.
So the SF Center, you can learn more about them and about the gala this coming Saturday at the center's website, which is sfcenter.org. That's the San Francisco LGBT Community Center. Anything else you want to say about the performers this Saturday?
If you come for anything else, come for the performances. There's going to be some really amazing feats happening this Saturday, such as Honey Mahogany, featured on this season's Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race. There will be Sean Dorsey dance. Now, I was not a fan of modern dance until I saw Sean Dorsey
yes,
do his thing.
Ditto.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So they'll be there this Saturday as well. So it's just going to be a phenomenal night. Fabulous people. Glamamore will be around. Phonique will be around. A lot of Ambrosia. Something about a white stallion and Ambrosia salad. I can't wait to figure out, like, to see how this goes down. So it's going to be a really fantastic night. People being as fabulous as they want to be.
You're absolutely right about Sean Dorsey. Sean Dorsey, same thing. I was not really, I don't know anything about modern dance, but when I went, it's like, oh, wow, I can understand what he's doing. And so he's this thing now, I think it starts March 28th, is a 3-night run about his thing called The History Project.
The History of Love, I believe.
The Secret History of Love, which is about how queer people found each other over the years. And
I've seen snippets of it because Sean Dorsey also puts on Fresh Meat, transgender performance art festival action. I used to perform with Harlem Shake in that, actually, for several years, and I've seen snippets of The Secret History of Love, and it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Right.
So before we wrap up, I want to make sure to let you know about next week, as I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, on March 26th and 27th, next Tuesday and Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing the Proposition 8 case and the Defense of Marriage Act cases. And starting this Monday night, there will be marches and rallies all over the country, including this one in San Francisco next Monday night, starting at 6:30. It's a march that starts at Castro and Market Street, goes down to Civic Center, so you can march in that, and then you'll end up right at Davies Symphony Hall.
Straight.
One of the gayest shows.
There you go. Well said.
In San Francisco.
And so let me tell you a little bit more about that. If you can volunteer, you can show up in March, you can help out. And if you want to learn more about it, they have a Facebook page. It's March 4, the number 4, March 4 Equality. That's the Facebook page. And also, next week's Out in the Bay will be a one-hour call-in special with Kate Kendall of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, who will be witnessing in person the U.S. Supreme Court arguments in Washington, D.C. So she'll be here. She'll be answering your questions. Also with her will be same-sex relationship legal expert Frederick Hertz. So you can call in and ask your questions about the proceedings themselves and about what the possible outcome of this case. The judges are expected to issue a decision in June, what their decisions will mean on your lives. Don't miss it. Put it on your calendars now. That's next Thursday, March 28th, starting at 7 p.m. Pacific time for a full hour live here on KALW 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and around the globe, streaming online at KALW.org. Let me give the websites for the two shows that we've been featuring tonight before I forget. Snow White and Her Merry Men. You can find out all the information at the SF Gay Men's Chorus website, sfgmc.org. And you can find out about the center's evenings, the Soiree, Studio 11, at sfcenter.org. I want to thank you both so much for being here. You've been listening to Out in the Bay. My guests have been Timothy Selig, Artistic Director and Conductor of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, and Alada Boutte, a.k.a. Chave Alexander of Beach Blanket Babylon. Thank you so much both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco, independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman. We've been producing Out in the Bay for 8.5 years now. A lot of you have told us what a positive, entertaining, and informative show it is. We need your support, too. We thank KLW for studio use and airtime. Thanks also to our engineer this week, Joanne Marr. As an independent production, we receive no financial assistance from KALW. We survive and thrive if you put your money where your ears are. It's easy and tax deductible at our website, outinthebay.com, where you can also sign up for free weekly podcasts, hear recent shows, a dozen of our all-time favorites, and sign up for Stitcher, the app that lets you download radio programs to mobile devices. It's all free on our website, outinthebay.com. We'd love to hear from you with segment suggestions, general comments, and questions. Are you there? Write to us, eric@outinthebay.com, and marilyn@outinthebay.com. I'm Eric Jansen. Thanks for listening. Thank you.